Ein shomin, loy le ganem, ve loy le gazlan, el ol in izokin. Shmuel said that this business that we were saying, that you work out the difference between the original damage and the remaining pieces, is only said in what we just learned on izokin, but not on loy le ganem, ve loy le gazlan. Ein shomin, loy le ganem, ve loy le gazlan, el ol in izokin. That's what Shmuel said, and then he added "Va'ani oimach l'shoyer." That was a difficulty. What's it mean by "Ein shomin va'ani oimach"? He starts with saying it then, and then he said, "But I'm saying this. I thought you just said. You just told me ein shomin lo ligana v'lo ligazna." So what's "va'ani oimach"? So we saw machlokes Rashi Tosis. What's machlokes? Anyone want to tune in? Let's start again. Yeah, the Gemara's Shmuel said the din. That I'm telling you the following statement. Ein shomin, when we just learned about Chas Nevela, that you work out Chas Nevela the Nizik, that's only applicable by Nizokin, and not by Lo Leganev, Lo Legazah. Doesn't apply to Ganev and Gaza. And then he added the line, Va'ani Oimer, but I'm saying, and also Nishol. So the question is, what do you mean by I'm saying? He was saying the whole statement. He started off saying, Ein shomin, Lo Leganev, Lo Legazah. Was he adding on Vani Oyma to show it? After show it, that was the question. We saw Machlokes Rashi Tosis. What's the answer? We saw Machlokes Rashi Tosis. What's Rashi done? What's the first statement of Shmuel? Minigadayanim. That was the first one. You should know Minigadayanim is as follows, but I think otherwise. Vani Oyma otherwise. Minigadayanim is in Shomim Lenigana Varenigazan. Vani Oyma. That's what Rashi learned, right? Common custom is as follows, but I disagree. And I think as follows it should be. Okay? If you go to court, that's how they behave. That's what the common custom is. But if you ask me, it should really be as follows. You can hear that statement, yeah? That's what Rashi says it means. What did Tosis learn?
According to Rashi, the minhag. What is the minhag dayanim regarding Shoel?
They didn't have such a minhag regarding Shoel. So we have to find out what Shoel is.
How could there be no status quo regarding the category?
That's the thing, you see. I'm trying to be diplomatic at the moment because we haven't explained what Shmuel means by afle Shoel. Once we know what afreshel, then we can know what the minhag hadayanim is. We have to work backwards for now. In a minute, we'll get there. The minhag was only the gabe ganav and gazan. Whatever Shmuel is saying by shoel, the minhag was otherwise. And nizokin that we know, klop. But nizokin avada we do shuma. Avada pastavelis for the niz. On that, there was no discussion.
But since we don't know what afreshel means, it's going on the
Gan
of Gath is on the
order
in the second part, so we don't know if
a
shoel is part of the
universe. That means we don't know if shoel means that I hold of a shoel you also do shema, and the Dayanim held that you didn't. Okay. Or by shoel is included in the Gan of Gath that you don't do shema, and they held that you do. That we don't know. But one thing we do know, Nizokin, they definitely did shema. And Ganav and Gazan, they definitely, and everyone says, you didn't do Shul. The Shaila is, by show you what it is. So we'll see as we get there. So how did Tosis learn? What was the answer? Two stages, Omar Shmuel and then Vani Oimer. Small little Tosis, what do you say? Shul Tosis of Bechoy. No? What's the nobody? I leave one thing, therefore you didn't learn it. Okay. Oh, my sure. No, he doesn't take anything. Yeah, it's in. Gersina, oh, my sure. Omali Abba. Abba told me the following, that Ein Shomin Lo Leganav Lo Legazen. Rav said, Ein Shomin Lo Leganav Lo Legazen. Only for Nizokin. And I, Shmuel, said back to Rav that I think it should be also Shoyer. And then Rav agreed to him in the end. That was the discussions. At least we understand. He adds in Omali Abba. Abba told me the following statement, to which I replied, I think also Shoyer. And then the Gemara carried on eventually that Rav agreed to Shmuel. Now that's what the Maskavs are ignoring. But how did, what's this statement? And then, oh, Vani Oimer, what's this statement? Vani Oimer, answer is because I was arguing with somebody, not Minigadayonim like Rashi says. I was arguing with Rav, who I'm about to discuss with in a minute. Okay, that was a Girsa of the She'iltas to Rebbe Choy.
What's the Rashi Tevos there?
The She'iltas to Rebbe Choy Gorosina.
The Kaf.
Doris.
Hey, Doris. Hey.
What? Of the Loi Kapir Shakuntras. The Loi Kapir Shakuntras, not like Rashi. Right?
I think he was arguing on the Minhag or Rav. What's the difference?
First of all, I had to understand what Shmuel was saying. That's very important. Rashi is Mechadish, so without saying who he was, you had to say he was talking about Minigadayonim. Omer Shmuel, the following statement, that means Minigadayonim. How do you know that?
I think he said Minigadayonim,
what do you mean?
We're going to say the name of
no. And a poppy is going to say, and a poppy is going to say otherwise. So there's a mapling because Ula and a poppy. So you say the minigat the animal is like a poppy. Not by him. Not like some of own. The animal, the minigat is the passing like a poppy. So now the girl's got a shine and what Ula means. So, I'm going to read the sentence again now that we've seen Rashi and Tesis and read it again. Amar Shmuel, Ein Shomim. Shmuel said, you should know there is a common custom that you're not Shomim, not for Ganev, not for Gazin. And the only time you're Shomim is for Nizokin. And I'm saying, after the show. But Abba was made to me, means Rav was masking to me. But that's going to Rashi, going to Tesis. He was saying, Rav told me, the only shaman for Ganav and Gazan, not for Nizokim. And I said back to Rav, even for Shoel. And then Abba was made to the Rav was masculine. Shibolo.
Sorry, let's also say permission.
Yeah.
Speaking of another kind of old Gazan. Shmuel has to be arguing with
Rav,
but
he tells us it's funny. Not on Ganav and Gazd. On Shoel, if he says, Ein Shomim lo leganav ve gazan, elo lenizokin, means Rav was saying, there's two cases which you are not Shomim, and there's one case that you are. And I'm saying back, Shmuel's saying, I'm saying, no, there's another case. Either there's another case where you're not Shomim, or there's another case where you are Shomim. But I'm saying there's another case to which Rav agrees. Yeah?
Rav agrees?
In the end, Rav was moving. Yeah. Toshima. So now we're going to have some. Oh, so Ibolu, we had the Shaila. Hochi Koma. Ibolu. The Bnei Yeshiva had the Shaila. Hochi Koma. What did Shmuel mean? Is this what he meant? Hochi Koma. This is what he said. After the show of Shomim, you're telling me that you're only Shomim for Nizokin, you, Rav, or you, Minig Dayonim, are saying you're only Shomim for Nizokin and not for Shoyel. And I'm saying that you even do it for Shoyel. So there's not just one case which you're Shomim, there's two of them. Both Nizokin and Shoyel, you're Shomim. And Abba was Midali and Rav agreed to me. The Yoshoel, even for Shoel. Or Din Mahochikam, or perhaps, no, that's not what he meant. Perhaps this is what he meant. After Shoel ain't Shomin, you're telling me that you're only not Shomin for Ganav and Gazlin. And I'm telling you there's another one you're also not Shomin for. You, Minagadayonim, or you, Rav, are saying that you're not Shomin for Ganav and Gazlin. Those are the only two that you're not Shomin. And I'm saying you're also not Shomim for Shoyel. And on that, Rav was masking. So what did Shmuel mean? Did he mean to argue to say that Shoyel you are Shomim? Or did he mean to argue to say that Shoyel you're not Shomim? What did he mean?
It's a little bit extra, the more repeats Adam, Not that it repeats, but it says it bechlal, and it says it in both cases.
Abba Maidali was the statement that Shmuel said.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're asking about the after Shmuel.
Nachon, right? I'm asking. But yeah, finishing off the sentence what Shmuel said. So Toshema says the Gemara, I'll bring you a raya. I'll bring you a raya to one of them. Ahu gave, there was a person, the Shol Nargi Mechavri, he borrowed a axe. Very good, Mechavri. And while he was using it, Tabo, it broke. Also coming to Rav, he came to Rav, Omalei, Zil Shalim Li Nargim Aliyah. So I said while he was using it, that was probably a slip of a tongue. Because if it broke while he was using it, you don't need to pay for it. That's Mason Machos Alocha. That was a bad slip of a tongue. Okay. So he broke. He dropped it while carrying it. So he broke. So he came to Rab, and Rab told him, Mr. Borrower, the Shoyal, has to pay the full axe. He can't say, you know, I'm going to give you back pieces of metal. No, he has to pay the full axe. Shma mino, ain shomin. You see, ain shomin. We had the shayla. Did Shmuel mean to say ain shomin for shoyel, or did he mean to say shoyel shomin? We go right and Rav. Remember, agreed to whatever Shmuel said. And here you see a person came to Rav, and Rav said, "What? Ain shomin." It's a beautiful thing.
But can't we say this was before the agreement?
Oh, very good. You come to taste the ask. Yeah. Come to Rashi, like us in our cash. Nachon? Come to Rashi, Rabbi Yarelev saying, come to Rashi, Shmuel was being made about Minigadayonim, and I hold otherwise, and Rav actually agrees why I hold. So Rav also disagrees with this Minigadayonim, and we see from this story that happened that he came to Rav, and Rav said, you have to pay the full axe. You see, Rav agrees that ain shomim. Come to Tesis, the story was a bit longer. Rav held originally one way. Shmuel said, I disagree on what Rav said, and Rav eventually agreed to him. Right? So, come to that, maybe this story happened before Shmuel argued with Rav. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, contestations, you have to say that the Gemara knew it was afterwards. Otherwise, no Rav. So we weren't there at the time to know which stage in life Rav held this and when Shmuel said this. But contestations, you have to say this Gemara was, the Gemara knew that it was happened afterwards. So the Gemara brought Rav, ain't right, shomin. To which the Gemara said, ma pito, ade ade, punkt verkehrt. Just the opposite. The Omele of Kana Rav Asi, the Rav, since Rav Kana Rav Asi said back to Rav, Din Ochi, is that really the din? Wow, he has to pay the full amount. Might be tall. Shosik, Shmami no, that's Shomi. Sifakert, that's Shomi. So you see, the Maskons of the Gemara is that by Shoyel, you are Shomi. Shoyel is the same din as Nizoki, you're Shomi. Tafke Ganav and Gazan ain't Shomi. But Shoyel is Shomer. Says Rashi, Omer Shmuel, Rashi, Minig Deyonimu, Shein Shomer Lo Leganav Lo Legaza, Shem Gona VeGozel Behemoy Kelim, if a person stole, and Behemoy Kelim VeNichesu, and VeNichesu Etzoy, and while they were at him, while they were by him, they went down in value in Shomen HaNevela or Vashron HaBailim. You don't assess how much the Nevela is and give back the Shvorim, how much the Shvorim are. The Bailim would say, the Bailim has to take them. Shiyach the Ganev HaPachas. The Ganev has to only give the difference. Early Yishan Behema VeKelim Ulim. Rather, he has to pay Behema and Kelim Ulim. Vashvarim Shalom. And the only time otherwise is Elulin Zokin. Elulin Zokin Shomin, Kidechsir, Bameis, Ye Lul. How do you know that you assess the Nizokin? Because it says Bameis, Ye Lul. Bani Ayma Afra Shoyin, Vabu Midin. I say even for sure, and Abba Moida Li Rav. After sure, Shomim and Zokin Kuyu.
The Rav had a big Shiloh that he was skipping over.
Yeah, I'm going to speak it out in a minute. I was pausing, if you notice. By Dilma after Shul in Shomin, by Agana Vigazan Koy, Medica Oma, Medaomi, they were kind of a Sibomati, but Gashoyo, da da da. Okay, so now, what was the big shy that we had when we learned this taste, this Rashi the first time? Because it seems from Rashi that we're not talking about where the value of the items went down. Mifras means from what was when it was good, and then it broke. Yeah, there was Nifras to Edsa. Remember last time we also weren't very happy with. That Rashi says, "In shomen hanavela of ashvarim lebayim." We don't assess the nevela and the shvarim for the bayim. He should give back the gam. Should give back the pchas. The difference between how much it was worth and the value of the shvarim. So Tosafot understood from Rashi. Now, Rashi means to say that you can't give Shava Kesef. A Shoyl can't give Shava Kesef. That's how he understood, or Ganavagazan, sorry. Ganavagazan can't give Shava Kesef. That's how Tosafot understood from Rashi. And if that is the Pshat, and what was difficult is why Rashi brings the Posuk from Nizokin, that you are Shaman, now Rashi brings the Posuk of Amesi Eloi. He should have brought the Posuk of Yoshif. If the chiddush of the chinuch between Ganav and Gazna and Nizokin is whether you can pay up with Shabbat Kesev, then you should have brought the pasuk of Yoshev and not the pasuk of Amesi Elu. That was one difficulty. Right? What's no?
I don't understand. Yes, I don't understand.
Tosafot
understood Rashi to say that
it's argument. Yeah, Tosafot understood that Rashi means to say that by Ganav and Gazan, there's no din shava kesef kesef. How do you see it? Because Rashi is saying that you are shomin the nevela and the shvarim. You're not shomin the nevela and the shvarim the bailim for what? So yachz the Ganav apchas.
Pay the difference.
They only has to pay the difference. Rather, he has to give a whole. Yishalim behem of a kelim ulim, and he has to keep the shvarim. Yeah, and he keeps the shvarim. It's not true. You give the shvarim. You give the shvarim to the other guy, and you're going to pay the difference. Yeah, that's how Tosafot understood Rashi. Tosafot understood that Rashi was saying that there's a shayla of shove kesef kesef, meaning this sugya has really got nothing to do with the sugya of what we were learning till now about Pchas Nevela and Nezik, but rather new Shaila about Shava Kesef Kekesef. That's how Tosafot understood Rashi.
Because he can't give the Shvarim back.
Because Rashi says he keeps the Shvarim, he has to give a Beim and Bolim. That's how Tosafot understood Rashi. So if that's true, then the big kasha is, so why did it say, by Nizokin, you can pay back with the pieces, where's the Raya from Bamesi Elor? Why say from Amisi Eloi? It should be from Yoshif. Yoshif taught us already you can give back pieces. Shabbat Kesef Kekesef. That was a kasha on Rashi.
So if the first one is Amisi Eloi,
the Pchas Nevela, if the value goes down, that's not the Nizik's buyer. It's not the Mazik's buyer.
Which has to do.
Yeah? If you had the carcass, rather than the Mazik can give back the carcass. If it went down in value, is that the Mazik's problem or the Nizik's problem? If after the impact went down in value, what's the deal?
Once you're allowed to do Shabbat Kesef, then that only comes into play. There's no such thing as worrying about reduction in value and all of that when you're dealing with we have to replace the object in its entirety. Only
right.
And Shabbat Kesef only. It was only in the pasuk is only dealing with the zika, right?
That's what Rashi is learning. This din of Yoshif, which teaches you can give shava kesef, is only by nizok.
Yeah.
By ganav and gazan, you have to give back either money or a whole new item.
There's two
sukkim. There's two. Yeah, there's one that we dash. That's the one that we dash.
Yoshif, the one that's Yoshif.
So I didn't say Yosef.
The source is for the pasuk by Meis Yelo.
No, the Gemara, and if you remember, on Daf Yud Amud Beis, brought by Meis Yelo, and on that the Gemara asks, why do you need anything? Why do you need a Meis Yelo? There's a pasuk, Amama Yoshev, Rabbi Shavu Kesef Kesef, second last line. That's the pasuk that you, when we want to know about Shavu Kesef, Yoshev, Rabbi Shavu Kesef Kesef. It doesn't end from the word Yoshev. So if you want to tell me the nafkamina between a Ganav and Gazlan and a Nizokin. I mean, Nizokin you can pay with Shavu Kesef, and a Ganav and a Gazlan you can't, then Rashi should have cited the pasuk that the Gemara always quotes for Shavu Kesef, Kesef, Yoshev. Not the pasuk that the Gemara used to tell me a din that what happens if the Nevada goes down in Venom. Not that, that's the wrong pasuk. That was the kasha which
Rashi is based on the understanding of Rashi. You can't use the shard. You can't use the shard to do that.
Right. Okay, fair enough. But that's what Taita understood. So as much as Taita understood that, so what's pshat in my Rashi quote to this post? That was a difficulty we spent time on last time resolving. And another difficulty is that what's it got to do with the sugya b'chla? We're talking about pshat nevel and nizik. That's the sugya here. Till now, we've been discussing what happens if there was an impact. Avad, you can pay back with Nizokim, Shavu Kesef. But you haven't paid back yet, and in the interim, the value of the animal went down. That's what we've been speaking about till now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, you've got a new discussion. Can you pay back at all with Kesef? Which is not a sugya for Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. That's a sugya, the previous sugya.
You can get Kesef, just Shavu Kesef.
We're saying that you can, I mean, Shavu Kesef.
No,
Shavu Kesef, I meant Shavu Kesef.
Yeah.
Till now, we've been discussing that. Of course, you can pay back with Shavu Kesef, but what happens if you haven't yet paid back and in the interim it went down in value?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're saying there are situations you can't pay back with Shavu Kesef. But that's not our sugya, and it shouldn't be here. It should be someone else. Mm-hmm. So that's why Tosis is not happy with Rashi. So, We'll come into Tesis in a minute. Itma, Oma Ule. Itma, Oma Ule. Oma Biloza. Shomin Legana Milagazan. He owes you to, which according to Rashi, I have to understand Rashi, it means that Ganav and Gazan can pay back with Shavu Kesef. Popi Oma, ain't Shomin. You can't. A Ganav and Gazan cannot pay back with Shavu Kesef. The Hilchisan, the Loch is. Ein shomin lo leganev velo legaz. That the halacha is, if we're following on how Tosfos understood Rashi, he cannot pay back with Shavu Kesef lo leganev velo legaz. Aval shoyel, therefore shoyel, you can kedav kana verev asi, like Rav Kana Rav Asi said. This is all the mahalach according to how Tosfos understood Rashi, that you can pay back with Shavu Kesef for Izokin, but not for Ganav and Gaza.
It's
pretty
Russian.
Huh?
It's pretty Russian,
but
we didn't do yet.
No. After Shoyel Shomin, Van Izokin Koi, if he says, after Shoyel, meant to say, not only by Nizokin Yoshomin, but even by Shoyel Yoshomin, and the Af is An Izokin Koi, the Af is going on the Nizokin. Oh, he did ma after Shoyel in Shomin. And the Af, I Af, is going on Ganav and Gazan. It's going on Ganav and Gazan. And then, we don't mean him kind of Rashi and Bomitzi.
That's actually fantastic.
But
Rashi gives us, tells you where it is. Is he telling you that you should look there?
Yeah, by the way.
Is something going on there?
No.
Just
a marmacom. Yeah. It's always good to look it up. So that was the Mahalach. Tosfos understood it. We said there was a difficulty in Makesh to the whole sugya. The other big difficulty was that Rashi elsewhere, in Pesachim, remember the daf? Rashi in Pesachim said clearly, for Ganav and Gaz, then you can be paid with Shavu Kesef. So according to Tosfos' way of learning Rashi, we ran into a brick wall. Because here, the Maskanas HaGemara is that Ganav and Gaz is Ein Shomin. If Ein Shomin means that you can't pay with Shavu Kesef, then Rashi there on Lamdalif says that you can. So it was a problem. Okay. Tosfos. Ein Shomin Lo Leganav Lo Legazan. Here's your kunjus. Pesha conscious, ain't shaman.
Is it absent from Shabbat?
Every Shabbat Kesef is a degree. The Gemara took one you compare with carcasses, which depreciates. Based on the whole of Yoshev. Rashi learned there that from Yoshev you can. St. Josh. Ain't Shaman Ligana Beligazan. Pesha conscious. I don't remember. I mean, I remember, but we have to go over it. It's a whole long opinion. But Rashi wasn't holding like Tosfos was saying Rashi. And let's go, let's see, and we'll see if I can resurrect it. Pesha Kuntras, Ein Shomen Anavela Vashvarim Rebailim. You cannot assess the Anavela and the Shvarim and give it back to the Bailim. Sheyachsa Ganev Abchas, that the Ganev would only return the difference in value. Elo Yishalim Peimo Shleimo Mekelim Ma'ulim Vashvarim Shalom. Rather, you pay the Bein Moshlemo and Kenim Ulin Vashroim Shalom. Viafalgav, the Kaimelon Yoshim, Rabbi Shove Kesef, Ki Kesef, even though generally we hold the Yoshim is Rabbi Shove Kesef, Ki Kesef, Bavidu Subin, Shani. Gan of a gazin shani, Mishum the Siv, Vashel Gozal, Kenshi Gozal. Hilker Tzok, Lahakse, Hagzela, Idamel. Then we have to give back either the actual God Gezel or its value. The Loy Subin. Not Subin. Okay, so Tos is now explained how we understood Rashi. Rashi held you can't pay back the Shabbat Kesev. And even though there's a Joshua Yashiv, that wasn't said by Ganav and Gazlin, because there it says a Shigozal, you have to pay Ken Shigozal, you have to give back like it was stolen, so you have to give back the whole thing. Pay must remember Yerushalmi, and it's also apparent that in Yerushalmi, why? Because it says, Minay Shein Shomin Loli Ganav Loli Gazlin, Amrav Abo, Bamamal Chaim Shnayim Yishalim, that's a posuk, Veloi Mesim, you have to pay back live animals, not dead ones. Meaning, you can't give back broken pieces. Says the Gemara in Yerushalmi, Ad Kedugin, which we would say in Hebrew, is Ad Kam, Gneva. You've got right for Gneva. What's the din by Gzela? Gzela Minayin. Amrav Abba Bamamal Veheshva Gzela Ashegozal. Kashegozal. The Apostle Kashegozal. So there's a possibility now we understand now why Rashi says you can't pay Shabbat Kesef Ki Kesef because Ashe Goza, Ken Shi Goza.
Tosfos
wasn't bothered
by the Rashi in
talking? Well, it's not Rashi himself, Rashi has to be dealt with, right? He's saying what Rashi says here, that's Rashi has to, we have to deal with that Rashi there. But okay, if that is what Rashi means to say, the Rashi is saying there's no doing Shabbat Kesef Ki Kesef. So we had a question why Rashi says Vamesi Elu, right? Why is Rashi talking about Vamesi Elu? So this is where we went into a Mahalach that maybe Rashi holds that the din of Shabbat Kesef Kesef is only a case where a person doesn't have any other cash to pay. If he's got cash to pay, he has to pay cash. And the Chiddush here by Ein Shomin, by Shomin, by Gneva, is that the first payment can be paid. The Shomen by Nizokin, yeah? Shomen by Nizokin is that the first payment can be paid even if you've got cash. First payment is that you're paying with this carcass, and that can be paid even if you have cash. That's what, if you hold the Prasavela Nizik, and that the first payment goes back to the Nizik, that din is said all over, right? That's why if it goes down in value, it's a Nizik's problem. I mean, there's a chiddush in Chasavin and Tanizik that even if you have cash, you still can pay out with this first payment. I mean, Rashi holds Bikaron, Shabbat Kesef Ki Kesef, if the guy has cash, he has to pay with cash. If he doesn't have cash, you pay out with carcasses.
So the Rashi's in Parashit
that
you're paying with
an
Avera, otherwise
you
couldn't need to pay.
Yeah. So what's the story that we learned by Vamesi Eloi? Learn to yourself by Mesia Lori that if you Even if you've got cash, even if you have cash, the first payment, which is like Rabbi Yehuda saying, Shitas Rashi is that the first payment is with the carcass. And that would bring your eye from Vameis Yehuda. That's the right Vameis Yehuda. Yoshua wouldn't help me because Yoshua is only if I don't have any cash. What happens if I do have cash? If I've got money, can I pay out with the carcass? There's one passage which teaches that you can pay out with the carcass even if you have money. And that was Vameis Yehuda. The first payment, you can. And that we don't say by Ganav and Gazlan. But what happens if somebody doesn't have money? A Ganav and Gazlan doesn't have money. Could they pay up with Shavu Kesef? If he doesn't have money, would you be able to pay up with Shavu Kesef? Yes. And that's what Rashi means in Sokka. That means there's two, so there's one sugya. The sugya is repaying. That's the sugya, repaying the damage I did. There's a chiddush in the Pchas Navela and the Nizek, the chiddush of the sugya of Yudam and Beis. What was that chiddush? You only have to pay the difference. Why do you only have to pay the difference? Why do you only pay the difference? Because you paid back the first amount. Now in Pchas Navela and Nizek taught us a chiddush. You can pay back. The first installment can be done with the carcass, which is Shavu Kesef. That's the first installment which can be done. Even though the guy's loaded and he could have paid with cash. The first installment he doesn't have to. That first installment he can pay with that. And that's a chiddush by Nizokin, not by Ganav and Gazlan. Ganav and Gazlan has to pay with cash. If he has cash, he has to pay with cash. What about the first installment? Also first has to pay with cash. So what's the makor that in Nizokin doesn't have to pay with cash for the first installment? Nizokin doesn't have to. What's the makor? Nizokin doesn't have to pay with cash for the first installment. Yoshev wouldn't teach me that because Yoshev's talking about when I don't have money. If I do have money, then I do have to pay with cash. So what pasuk am I going to bring? Rashi's gevaldik. Rashi daf yud omed beis. Yud Alf Amid Aleph. Rashi says, what's the makor I'm bringing? Vameis Yehuda. I don't bring Yoshev. Vameis Yehuda teaches me that even if you've got cash, first installment you can be with the carcass. Mashen King Ganav and Gazan, what's the din there? First installment, cash. What happens if he doesn't have cash? Then you've got Yoshev. If you don't have cash, you can give your broken pieces.
But is it that the broken house would be valued without a diminution of the value?
As they all
know. So the person still paid full. It's not like the person, the borrower, the lender rather, lent the property out.
Not lender, we're talking about Ganav and Gazlan.
Okay, the Gazlan. Okay, right. The Gazlan.
He stole an item.
The one who got his pocket stolen, he's going to be made whole.
He's going to have to sell these carcasses, whatever he receives. He's going to have to somehow sell it to make money. But yes. Yoshev teaches me you can do that. Yoshev is a din not only by Nizokin. Yoshev is a din even in Ganav and Gazan. How do I know that? Rashi says in Mefush in Imsochim. Rashi says Yoshev teaches me Ganav and Gazan pays with Shavu Kesef. Rashi says so. So if so, he's not chodik on a Gemara here.
Yoshev says, but the text of the pasuk of Yoshev isn't applied to Gazan.
No, we learned in Daf Dalet that all obviously Zikin are comparable to say that you can pay out.
We learned 24 obviously Zikin,
one of them is Ganav and Gazlan, and we learned they're all the same, they're all
okay.
Pay out with Meitav and Yoshev. He doesn't have to. Yoshev. That's the chiddush of Yoshev. That is the chiddush of Yoshev. One second, Yoshev. Yoshev, are you arguing on Yoshev? Yoshev teaches you can pay with Shavu Kesef. But Nizokin, it does teach you that, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you go and sell it? You go and sell your laptop. Exactly the statement you just said. Some guy was negligent and smashed into another person's car. So he said, no problem. Here's a whole bunch of batteries. You go and sell your batteries. Sack full of batteries. I'm going to sell the battery. It doesn't matter. Here you are. It works, right? Why? Now you go and sell the batteries. You smash my car. No, that's how it works. Yosha teaches me that. Ah, your kishkas don't like it. I'm a sort. Yosha teaches me I finish off a kisser. So why didn't my Ganav and Gazan the same? Why not? The matcha works by Nizokim. So Minhag HaDayanim is not talking about this according to how we're learning now. Minhag HaDayanim is talking about the first payment. The guy's got cash. He's got cash. So he should don't want to pay out with cash. Because he's got money. Why? Don't bring me your bag of because Yosef wasn't applied there. Because Yosef wasn't said in that instance. Why would it be different? Because if a guy's got no other means of payment, the shaylis who has to sell the batteries, on there the Torah said, okay, it's on the nizik who has to sell them. If the mazik has money to pay, Amiram held this way. Amiram Daftesim Danif, who held that if he has money, he has to pay. Yosef wasn't said if he has money. He does. What was this Amiram saying? Rav Huna said that if he has money, you have to pay money. If you don't have money, you pay Shofar Kesef. So what was he talking about? He was talking about this case. If you don't have money, you don't need to sell your laptop. If you don't have money, you can give your laptop. Also good. If you've got money, then pay out with the money. If you don't have money, then you pay with the laptop. That's what that Amir held. So if we would say that's what Rashi holds, that if you hold passing on Maisa, if you have cash, you have to pay with cash. But our sugi is a sugi where you do have cash, but first payment you don't need to. That we learn from Amis Yeloi. And that's only said by Nizok. But not said by Ganav and Gazan. Okay, so that answers that. But if he doesn't have money, then we fall back to the old in Yoshim. Say that. Give my gun of Engels.
I don't understand very basically what is the matrix of difference between the Netflix and Ghana? First payment as opposed to second payment, and yes, cash. Okay.
So I'm not sure what matrix means, but the Tosa answered it. Tosa says it's a possum that says Asher Gozal, which teaches me you have to give back to Encher Gozal, meaning either cash or whole animal. If you have the money available, you have to give up that money.
Exactly.
So
never pay Shalakas.
No, not never. In a case when you've got the cash, you have a possibility to pay either cash or whole animal, you have to pay back the whole animal or cash. You can't give back broken pieces instead of cash. What would be now if you do not have cash? Are you off the hook? No. Then we fall back to the din of Yoshev, which Yoshev teaches me, Shava Kesef Kekesef. Yeah.
First payment, last payment, at the end.
If he's got no cash.
Okay. And then
by Nezek? By Nezek, it's much easier. Nezek, even if he has cash, first payment can be the broken pieces.
Not all payment.
No.
Even the first payment.
Only the first payment. If he's got cash, the rest of it has to be with cash. Uh-huh. If we're holding like this, Yosef, the drosh of Yosef is only if he doesn't have cash. If he does have cash, you have to pay with cash. That's the drosh of Yosef. That's our opponent, remember, the test of Adam.
Yosef applies to Nezikin. How do we, you're saying it also applies to Goslin and Ghana? If he doesn't, how do you know that?
We're even going to read out a Rashi Psokim because last time we didn't. I'm going to open up the Rashi Psokim and we'll read it out to you, okay? So it shouldn't have anyone doubting what we're saying. Psokim.
Moses obviously knew the Gemara of Psokim with the Rashi. Yet he still chose this explanation for Rashi.
Yeah. You're always saying it's not a Stephen.
Is it correct that when there's an kesef, both for the nesek and the gana, we can pay shabbat kesef? If they don't have kesef, we can pay shabbat kesef.
Right, that's how we're coming out. So the Gemara on Daf Lamed Beis Omed Aleph in Psochim. I've got the Rashi, I just have to find what the Gemara is on. Right. Okay. So talking about that, somebody who eats trumas, somebody who eats truma b'shogeg. So he saw the etruma b'shogeg. So he has to pay keren and chaymish. That's what the mission is going on. And the Gemara asked the question: when he pays, does he pay based on the volume or does he pay based on the value? And then after minutes, if it goes up or down, the amount it was worth, but now the was he ate 1 kilo, and 1 kilo is worth now, was worth $5. Now that 1 kilo is worth $10, but maybe I can just give back the fee. If I'm just giving back the fee, the value, I only have to give $5. Or no, because you have to pay back the volume. You have to give back a kilo, and a kilo is now 10, so you have to pay back. That was a shame. So says Rashi there. He explains that truma, kimin de gabe truma b'shoigi kapad rachmona at tashlumi peiris v'loi mois. By the din is by truma, you have to pay back fruit and not money. Because the pasuk says nosan l'kirin es a kodesh. You have to give back kodesh. So that's why we have a shayla where you pay the fee midah and the fee domim, because the Torah is focused on the fruit. But begazin dechulin. Shogi go mezit, that somebody who steals chulin, the gazan of chulin, somebody who steals chulin, lo yiboilo. Then we don't have any shayla whether you pay the fee midah or the fee value. Kim de loy kopet rachmona tashlumin didu. The Torah wasn't particular how you pay up. Why, Dama? Because the pasuk says, Yoshev, the rabbi safilu shofar kesef. The Torah says, Yoshev, buy gazlin. I feel a shofar kesef. I feel a subin. Rashi says, the Torah wasn't makbid by tashlumin by gazlin because it says Yoshev.
Yoshev doesn't deal with the
gazlin. Rashi understands that Yoshev is talking about all this.
How? How does he know that?
Because we saw in the Daf Yomi Daf.
How do
you see
that?
Because all the obvious
is talking about a nizik.
But why are they
all gazlin?
Why are they all called obvious nizikin? Tonev chir chavdad obvious nizikin. Why are they all called obvious nizikin? That was a question of the Gemara. And the Gemara answers, because since they have a Meitav, they all share the same halachas, right? They all share the same halachas by Meitav, because you have Tachas and Sino, Shalva and Kesef, what Tachas and Sino, what are the two code words? Tachas and Sino. Yishalim Kosef, right? There was four code words which made it to Shalva. They got a Meitav, they all share the same halachas. And therefore, since Yoshev is also, Shavah Kesef is also called Meitav in whatever, because you've been able to sell it somewhere. So that's why you're able to pay with Shavah Kesef. That's the Drosh of Yoshev, which was said by Nizokin. But since there's a Shavah across the board, so it's said also by Gezel. So Rashi says clearly on the Flamed base on the Aleph Imsokin. Then you want me to read it again? The Pasuk says, if somebody says, Rashi says, somebody who steals a gazan of shogeg of chulin, doesn't make a difference if it's shogeg or mezid, since the Torah wasn't makbid on tashlumim. The Omar Yoshiv, the Rabbi Yishov, a kesef, afilo subin. Vaday lefi domim, mishalim, certainly you pay according to how much you stole, that's all you pay. So Rashi is clear in the Flamet base that by gazan, there's also din of Yoshiv. So what do we do with our suga? Our suga is saying, Rashi is saying, there's no din of Yoshev in our suga. Answer is, I'm glad that there's a din of Yoshev. But Yoshev was only said, like the Gemara holds, and that's on the Aleph, Yoshev was only said if you've got no other means of payment. If you've got means of payment of cash, either cash or meitav, that's what you have to pay. If you have means of payment, you have to pay with cash. That's what you have. If not,
land.
Yeah.
And then after that,
if you don't have cash, then Shava Kesef. No, if you don't have cash, you can pay Shava Kesef Ki Kesef. That's what was said on the din of Shava Kesef Ki Kesef. So if that's true, then we answered everything. Rashi over here picks on by Mesi Eloi, because you can't tell me Yoshev, we're talking about him when he got cash. Can't tell me Yoshev, because Yoshev wouldn't help me, because I've got cash. Even by Nizokin, I have to pay with the cash. So that's why Rashi says there's a chiddush that the first, even by Nizokin, you have to pay with cash, because Yosef wasn't said when you've got cash. Yosef said when you don't have cash. So even if you, even by Nizokin, you have to pay with cash. So which? Nachon. Very good. Excellent. So what is this chiddush that by Nizokin you can pay with Shavu Kesef, even if you've got cash? No, the first payment. First payment you can pay with the carcass. That's not learned from Yosef, that's learned from Bamesi Eloi. And that wasn't said by Ganav and Gazan. First payment, if you have cash, you have to pay up with cash. Either it's the carcass, too bad. You have to pay with the carcass. What happens if you don't have cash? Which is not our sugya. What happens if you don't have cash? If you don't have cash, then you pay up with Shavu Kesef, Kiv Kesef. Why is this sugya here and not in Daftes? There's a direct follow-on on the previous sugya. Previous sugya taught us that when working out what damage you have to pay, really you damage the entire item, but the first payment is the carcass. And that's a big chiddush. The first payment is the carcass, even if you've got cash. The follow-on into that is that you see, yes, even if you have cash, you can pay up with this carcass, not said by Ganav and Gaz. Beautiful. No, Mosim Midrash. Good that we did Chazar. We don't normally do Chazar on the whole Shtekel Torah, but we did it this time.
Didn't we say that if that you could pay with all of the if you had a bunch of Nevelis at home, you could pay the entire thing with that?
Yeah. Yes.
So that was a...
That's the one that we don't have cash. And you mean to ask a question if you're about to ask.
Tell me what question.
Yeah. The Metz is difficult. The Gemara there said... We told him, impossible. Amisya, Lord, it's done. You can pay out with the carcass. Faith the Gemara. Well, if I had carcasses, I could have paid out with carcasses. I need the apostle to tell me they can pay out with his carcass. The question is that, yes, you do. Because why? Because you've got money. Yeah? That Bemet is Shver, come to this Malach. It's asked. Forget, there's Shane bring your eye from here. Not like this. Shane bring your eye from here that even if you've got money, we say you can pay up Shavu Kesef with your Kesef.
Still, because I'm missing the teacher to daft for that. Even if you have money, the first payment.
Yeah. So what was the Gemara asking? So that forget the Rosh Bar right from this Gemara. You don't base. Even if you have money, we say Yoshi. Not like we just. Yeah. Because as we've said over in this binyan that we were just making, it's saying there's no difference between Nizikin and Ganav and Gazan. That's a Tachas and Sinei Shan and Kosev, Zeshova. No difference. There's only one difference regarding the first payment. Regarding the first payment, if you've got cash, can you use that as first payment? That's the only difference.
Can
you can. By Nizokin, you can. By Ganav and Gazan, you can't. But that was a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush. Where do you learn this Chiddush from? You've got cash. So where do you know that you can pay out with the first payment? How do we know that Nizokin can pay up with first payment with the carcass? No, because he's got cash. There is a chiddush of Amesi Eloi. There's a chiddush of Amesi Eloi that despite the fact you've got cash, you can pay up. Nachon? And the command of Yudam at base, when we said Amesi Eloi teaches us that, contrast your first payment to the carcass, I don't understand what all big chiddush is. I mean, he could even pay with this whole, he's got a warehouse of carcasses. He could pay with that warehouse. Certainly he could pay with the carcass of the Nizek. One second, who says you can pay with the warehouse? Who says you can pay with the warehouse? You can't. You've got cash. You can't pay with the warehouse. To say this, so maybe the Pasuk is teaching us this Chiddush. That even though he's got cash, he can pay up with this Novena. She can't pay up with the warehouse. In that situation, she can't pay up with the warehouse. Because he's got cash. The chiddush is, yeah, but this one you can. So, of course, you need the posit for that. How do you know because the veil goes down and all that? No, we don't need that. But you needed to tell me you can't pay up with this. That's the kasha. Other happened. You're showing him the Rosh Bin Zerai from this Gemara, that even if you've got cash, you can pay up with carcasses.
Rashi says also that you have to figure out how much the Nevelis worth because that's
sorry, I'm sure
Rashi says in my Bava Kamitzvah also appears that Would you have the same kasha there?
Yeah, sure. So if he's got cash, human being, it's the same thing. It's just go to the Gemara. Yeah. Okay. Let's finish off Tesis. Tesis says, we've just explained why by Ganav and Gazlin you can't use it as first payment anyway. Yeah, you can't give carcasses. And that Tesis in Shomin. The last word on the word line is Vahainu. First word on the line is Ta'amor. You have it? About 7 lines from the end of that thesis.
Uh-huh.
Yossi, you have it? Ain Shomin, you see thesis? Ain Shomin? Right. Vainu Taime. Vainu Taime. Why is it that Ganav Gazlan has to pay full? You know why? Because Ganav Gazlan call him Yad. They're koinet. It becomes theirs. Kishoitzio Mirshut Bailim. When they take it out from the Rishus Bayim. Ava Mazik, lo nischayim, ele k'mishin ezik. But Mazik, he wasn't killing anything. So therefore, the Torah said, you only have to pay the difference in price between the two. Bishem, Ganav and Gazan, he's killing the animal. So there we say, you have to give back, like you stole. You stole a whole animal, you have to give back a whole animal. I'm saying, Ganav and Gazan, where you only, by Mazik, where you only damaged it, you weren't killing it. There, the Torah says you only have to pay the difference between them. We had Shver last time. Why do Rashi, why does Tesis feel the need to explain why Ganav and Gazlan has to pay the full thing? He just a few minutes earlier quoted the Pasuk, Asher Gozal. There was a Joshua, Asher Gozal. Asher Gozal told me you have to pay the whole thing. Why do I need to now explain what the rationale behind the Pasuk is? Don't need to. The Torah told me that's what it is. And so he says, no, you know why? Because there was a sophic in the Gemara. What's my shoyal? My shoyal doesn't say Asher Gozal. Right? So why was it tzad by shoyal that you pay the whole thing? Why is it such a tzad? By any time in the Mandaoma after shoyal? That's why. Now that you've told me this is so about Asher Gozal, you know why Asher Gozal you have to pay the full amount? I'm telling you the bill. I'm going to tell you the explanation for the Torah. The reason is because he was koiner it. So then by Shoel also, since the Shoel is chai for insim, so it's a type of a kinyan, it's chai for every, all situation, type of a kinyan. So therefore, kim the chai for insim, nimse shekonoi, it turns out he acquired the mishol shehoitzim, he had the bailim, and he took away from the bailim. Ba'adomim hu din is chai, and therefore he's chai to pay a new item, the value of a new item, kamoi galev, the Gazan, just like by Ganav and Gazan.
Not triple M.
Triple M?
That's right.
There's one thing, not Mason.
It's like a
code. Yeah, because since you lent it for this reason, so Al Koch, you, Mr. Mashil, have to take that under your belt. You lent it for me to use, so you can't have tightness of me. It died while using it. That's what you lent it to me for. So maybe you can't tell you that.
So is it like what Kosin said? He's saying it's like common.
Right, because it's high for insim. So there's a certain level of acquisition, not 100%, 100%, but 98%, which is enough acquisition to say Asher Gozal. Tov, okay. I want to share with you a very, very, a little bit of a deeper thought this week. If you have to go right, you feel bad. A little bit of a deeper thought than we maybe normally talk about. But in this week's Parsha Vayetze, it talks about the Sulam that went up. Went up, Shemayim, made up with lots of rungs. So Michtav Eliyahu speaks out that the rungs are meant to represent the Mokoim of contact person has of his Nisyonus. Each rung is like a new level of interaction between his Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. And as a person climbs the ladder, he goes higher and higher, higher levels of interactions of his Yetzer Hara. This is a famous Yisoid of Michtav Eliyahu. He says something called Nekudas HaBechira. Nekudas HaBechira means that person, if you ask a tzaddik, well, why didn't you kill that guy? They'll never have him in it. There's no, they'll never have a machlokes between the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. There's no bikuach, there's no argument between the two of them about whether you should go ahead and kill somebody or not. So on that, he doesn't have any free choice on that point, right? Why? Because, and he wouldn't even get any schar from the fact that he doesn't go ahead and kill someone. Because that's not his nekuzas bechir. His nekuzas bechir might be whether he should learn an extra 5 minutes or an extra hour. That might be his nekuzas bechir, but not on Mashenkin. You have a rasha. A rasha, I mean, or it's somebody who's not so versed. So his rikuach is not whether he should learn an extra hour, 5 minutes, because that's beyond his scope. That's not his yetzer tov holding bechlal. His nekuda might be, should he steal or not steal from in this dealing, this business dealing he's doing. Every person, according to his level on the ladder, as the person climbs the ladder, so it all might start from low. As he climbs the ladder, his point of contact with the yetzer hara, his nekuda bechir will change as he goes up. And chiddush is, of course, that tzaddik, as he climbs higher and higher, he'll still get tzchar from the fact that he is so high, because he worked on himself climbing one rung after the other rung. So the reason why he doesn't have his nekudas bechir anymore at the lower rung is because he worked on it and he conquered it and he moved on to the next rung. Okay, that's a chiddush. So he'll be able to get still schar for the fact that he was able to get to this level I'm holding now. But the schar that he's getting is not that he's now not killing someone, because that he doesn't have a bikuach. His bikuach now is the next level. Each person, as they climb the ladder, they have to work out what their nekudas habechir is and fight the etzah on that point. If a person's trying to conquer too high, so his etzah tov and etzah aren't there. It's just going to drop. It's not going to matter. If a person climbs the ladder, you don't jump five rungs. Each stage, he works on the stage where he's holding. And today I can do this. And then next week, maybe I'll be a bit better and I can do a bit more. Eventually, he gets to a higher rung. Somebody's an Oret who's fighting his Yetzer, his rung, and a Talmud Chacham or Tzadik who's fighting his rung, they both bet and get the same schar for their vikuach. Then the Kutz HaBechir, that's where they're holding. So in last week's parsha, that's what he said, Mechtev. In last week's parsha, we have Rivka, who was very troubled. She had inside her womb, she had a very little mix up, didn't know what was going on. So they told her, you know, you've got two people. One's going to be a Masad Tzaddik, one's going to be an Oin Yimot, it's going to be a Masha Grob, a person, I'm Oret, Zerosha. And she was calm about it. She was fine. Why was she so fine now? Well, okay, she knows she's going to get Tzaddik. She's actually also carrying inside her somebody who wants to go to this Torah the whole time. Why is she so calm? Another question which I've seen a lot of people speaking about, but I think it's a mystic answer, is how can it be that the Yitzhak wanted to give Esav the bracha? Esav was a Rasha. Yaakov was Ishtar. How could it be that he wanted to give Esav the bracha? Now you say that he didn't know what was going on. It was 50 years after Esav already went off to Tabuzo. Esav went bad at 13 Betim, 15 when everyone knew about it. And the brachas were given at 63. So we're talking about 48 years later. Avraham died, so he shouldn't hear anything from what's going on with Esau. You're telling me that Yitzhak, he was blind maybe, but he didn't know what was going on. For 50 years, he didn't hear anything that was going on. Doesn't sound, he didn't know. And then when Yaakov comes and brings the food, he speaks very politely to his father, please get up, boy. And when Esau comes, come. Yitzhak realizes there's a difference in how they speak. He knows that this is how Yaakov speaks and that's how Esau speaks. He knows there's a difference. So I'm going to be that he wanted to give the bracha to Yitzhak, to Esau. As a near elite, I think it's basically so to the Mishnah Eliyahu, that Rivka was not any more bothered about it. Because each child has their avodah. I'll have a tzaddik, Yaakov Ishtom, who's going to be sitting in the corner. He'll have his nekudas habechir. And I'll have a child, Esau, who's going to have his nekudas habechir. Nachon, he's a grover yid who doesn't have the subtleties of ruchnius. Okay, so he'll work on whatever stage he's holding. Like he says, that remember the Tan Amir went up Shemaim, he saw the Elyonim Lemato, and the Tanim Lemato, those that are up there, what we think of Tzadikim, nothing but great up there. We think people are not so great or very great up there. What's Pshat? Pshat is one worked on the Nekudas Habechir and one didn't work on it. The one who was a Tzadik in this world felt, okay, I'm great. His son is laurels. Don't get much scar for that up there. The one who we think is Tamar Amorites, but he had his Nisirinus and he worked on them. So he gets tremendous scar. So I'm very calm about it, says Rivka. Yes, each child's going to have the avodah. Now let me ask you, if you have two children who are over the Hashem, they're both working on their nekudas of Torah. One's a big tzaddik sitting in the corner learning Torah, and the other one is doesn't have this kesher to ruchnis and he's working himself. Which child would you love more? I would have thought the one with more challenges is the one that I feel, yes, I love more. He's got tremendous challenges and he's working on himself. So Nachon, Esav tricked Yaakov. Like the pasuk says, because Merami asked questions to show as if he was working on himself. But the fear Yitzhak understood that Esav was working on himself. So Vada, I know Esav speaks not with Derech Eretz. I know that. I know Esav is a hunter and Esav is not Ishtam. I know all that. But he's an Oivid. He's an Oivid, even though he's got these challenges in Oivid. So yes, Yitzhak felt that he wants to give him the bracha. The Maisa, Esav was tricking him, therefore doesn't get the bracha. And therefore Rivka stepped in and told Yaakov to get the bracha. But Bikaron, a child, a person who has these challenges, is as much a tzaddik, as far as Hashem's concerned, as a tzaddik, which is Yishev Tom. They're both the court tzaddikim. And Mamele, that was the mahalach of Rivka, Esav, and Yaakov. It's important you say it for us, like the Rechtoni was saying in this week's parasha. Each person got there in the Kutz HaBechir, and the person trying to compare himself to somebody else, completely missing the boat. Every person's got to work out where they're holding in the Kutz HaBechir, and work on their level, and climb that out again, up. Should be Zeicher to find out in the Kutz HaBechir and work on it. Who wants the next one as well? Yes, that's it, Okay, Majdur Ibdavid Sunday, Mitz Hashem. You should be Zeh to be here. Majdur parents also, maybe.
Could you, I brought this.